Except it wasn't. His resemblance to Tavarkian was striking. Like Tavarkian, he was about 60, with fair hair just beginning to thin. His clothes were dark and expensive, but unobtrusive, just like those of Dalla's attorney. The briefcase resting on the tabletop before him was Tavarkian's, or identical to it, soft-sided, silver and blue, its latches currently undone. But the man's face was just a little different, a little less lined, the texture of his skin a little smoother. His eyes were a darker shade of blue. Dalla looked him over.
"I have no idea who you are."
The man smiled. He withdrew a datapad from his briefcase and set it next to the transparisteel barrier.
"Othar Tavarkian sent a message to my employer, who contracted me to visit you today. We are to discuss your escape."
Something like a mild electric shock coursed through Dalla's body. Still, she had one of the galaxy's best sabacc faces and chose to betray no emotion.
"You have my attention."
The false attorney smiled.
"Good. Now, the problem with prisons, even maximum security institutions, is that they have weak points that are concessions either to building and maintenance costs or to political and cultural expediency. For example, this chamber."
He gestured, taking in the guards behind Dalla, the visitors to his right and left.
"It's very close to one of the exits from the facility. And this is because studies suggest that prisoners fare psychologically better if they receive ongoing support from their family and social circle, and that members of the family and social circle are more likely to visit if they're not much inconvenienced. Security concerns say that prisoners stay more secure if a visitor's hall is deep within the secure boundaries of the prison. Pragmatism says there are more visits if the visitors can walk in and walk out conveniently, especially if the prison is on a mass transit line."
The false attorney gave her a "that's just the way it is" shrug. From his briefcase, he withdrew a stack of documents on flimsy. These looked thicker and stiffer than most flimsy. The false Tavarkian saw her look and must have guessed her question.
"Laminated. They last longer that way."
"Ah.
That's the story, anyway."
He turned the first of them so that the printing faced Dalla. He pressed it up against the transparisteel just below the level of her head and smoothed it into place. It adhered on its own.
"I'm going to take these down in a few moments, but when I do, they'll leave the front facing of their laminate behind. Here we get into cost issues plaguing our prisons. The holocams watching this chamber are not of the highest quality. They and their operators will not see the laminate adhering to the transparisteel."
He set another document precisely beside the first. Dalla glanced at the documents. One was a reproduction of the charges laid against her at her arraignment. The other was the first page of the transcription of her arraignment hearing. She could keep her face emotionless. She could keep her voice level. But she couldn't keep her heart from racing. She was about to go into battle.
"I take it the laminate is laced with some material..."
"I don't want to use the exact word, as it's a very potent one. And if a droid guard's audio receptor picks up that word..."
"I understand."
"But the substance is a new, very exciting crystalline boom-boom material."
He set out a third document.
"Surely in quantities like this, isn't it not more, potent than transparisteel is strong?"
"No, not at all. But again, cost of construction issues rear their ugly head. The force will be enough to kick the transparisteel out of its frame."
He gave her a candid look.
"I do a number of domicile insertions every year. If you reinforce a domicile against intrusion, you strengthen the doors and viewports. But the walls remain vulnerable. You find the weak spot, you exploit the weak spot."
"Just like in military tactics."
"So, in a minute, there will be nothing of consequence between us, and this facility will immediately seal up.